Be'ezus Hashem Yisbarach, we begin Perek HaSiri, the 10th chapter in the Rambam's Hilchos Mais and Laws of Taif in the Sefer Zeruim. The Rambam continues regarding this halachas of Demai and who's trusted regarding Maestros. As the Rambam begins halacha Aleph regarding the acceptance upon oneself of being considered trustworthy regarding Maestros. Halacha Aleph, HaMekabel Lov Li'as Nemen Al Maestros. If someone takes upon himself to be trustworthy regarding tithes, meaning that to say that his produce is tithe, but Lo Yipeiros of Demai, that we shouldn't consider his payers as Demai. So the requirements are, Tzorach Li'as Ma'asa Eshu Hoichel. First of all, he has to tithe whatever he eats. Veshul Maichel, whatever he sells. Veshul Lekech, whatever he buys. And Ve'inim Sodech Etzlam Aretz, he doesn't eat as a guest. By Nam Aretz, which these are all red flags regarding Demai. Moreover, Ve'tzorach She'ikabal Lob Dvarim El Baram, he has to accept these requirements in public. U'kshivoy Eidin Amonim. And when trustworthy witnesses come, She'kibu Dvarim El Baram, they say that he accepted this in public. And Bisharogalam Tomin, and he's accustomed to these things constantly. Hariz the Nemel Paris of Lemon Masar, and then he's trustworthy to say regarding his produce that they were tithed. Halacha Beis, how does this trustworthiness apply to family members? So Kal Tamachachim Lo'il Nemon. A Talmudic scholar is always considered trustworthy. Beinat Tzach Badik Akrab, and we don't have to inspect after him to see if he is trusted. Uvanov and his children, Ubnei Vesa and his family members, Vavodav and his slaves, Vishle and his wife, Harim Kamai, they all have the same halacha as him, who he's the patriarch of this family. Now, Tamachachim Shemez, a Talmudic scholar that dies. Venech Peres and leaves over produce. I feel like Kunasim Ba'isayim, even if he just gathered that day, Harim Becheskim Besukanim, they already presumed to be fixed because it's considered Chazaka Al Chaver that we have a presumption regarding a Talmudic scholar that he doesn't leave produce that's untithed. Now, Alecha Gimel, what happens if, regarding family members, that there's a change in their relationship? Bas Amma Aretz HaYishter, if there's a daughter of Amma Aretz, or his wife, where let's say that she became widowed or divorced, Shenisus L'chaber, that she got married to Talmud Chacham, or let's say Va'avdishinim K'l'chaber, or the slave, the servant of a Amma Aretz that gets sold to a Talmud Chacham, Tzrichin L'kabalim K'tchila, they have to initially accept upon themselves these requirements, because they're coming from the family of Amma Aretz. But let's say the other way around. Uvas Chavar Yishta, let's say the daughter of a Talmud Chacham or his wife, Shenis Lamaretz, which gets married to Amaretz, Uva Abdishin Kilamaretz, or his slave that's sold to Amaretz, Harein Bechaskasim, they retain their original status, Achei Chashedu, until they become suspect, now that they're in an unscrupulous family. Benoya Abdishal Chavar, let's say the son or the slave of a Talmud Chacham, Shoylamud Nitz Amaretz, that was always frequenting an Amaretz. Strictly Kabbalah, but they have to accept upon themselves the laws, the trustworthiness of Maestros, because they're hanging around the Amma Aretz. And reverse, Benoya Abdi Shal Amma Aretz, the son of the slave of Amma Aretz, Shalimud Mez Al-Khaber, which always was hanging around a Khaver, so Kozman Shem Etzloy, as long as they're around this Tamil Chacham, Mayim Kav Chav, they have the same Alokh as the Khaver. Yatru, if they leave, Harim Kam Aretz, then they're back to the status of being like an Amma Aretz. Alokh Adal, Misha in the Neman, someone who is not trustworthy. But one of his sons or one of his slaves are trustworthy. One of his other family members. So you could take from that trustworthy member based on what they're saying. You have to be suspect even though the person, the one in charge of the household, is not trustworthy. Let's say he was trustworthy. But his wife is not trustworthy. So you could buy from him because most definitely he's going to sell you what he fixed. But you cannot be a guest by him because his wife is suspect to serve something that wasn't totally fixed. Let's say his wife was trustworthy, but the husband is not trustworthy. So you could be a guest by him, again, because the wife is serving. Then you cannot buy from him because he's not trustworthy. But says the Rambam, a curse should come to someone that his wife is trustworthy and he's not. That doesn't seem to be in place spiritually that he's inferior to his wife in these halachas. Halach above, the Rambam continues regarding a meal that a chaver is eating by. So lo yishamish chaver, a Talmud Chacham should not serve lo b'mishnei Amma Aretz, not by a wine feast of ignoramuses, lo b'sudase, and not by his food meal. Elam kin hayakol mu'usur musukim tachas yadon, unless everything was typed and fixed with under the hashkacha, the jurisdiction of the Talmud Chacham. Lofikach, therefore, haraya chav mishamish b'mishnei Amma Aretz b'sudase. If someone does see a Talmud Chacham that he's serving by the wine party or by the meal of Amma Aretz, then we could presume that everything is fixed and tight. Let's say Re'uhu Meisiv Amma Aretz, but however, let's say you just see that the Talmud Chacham is sitting and reclining by the meal that is with the Amma Aretz. Say, then we don't presume that the meal is tight. Why not? How is the Talmud Chacham eating there? Shema Achaver, maybe the Talmud Chacham, Al HaTinayim Shebaliba, he was Amach. Maybe he's relying on certain stipulations in his heart that he made already, as we said in a prior halachas regarding that in a previous parak, that, oh, he's like, okay, whatever, I'm going to leave over, and this, and then he already made all these cheshbonos, and although it's not visible to the eye, maybe he's fixing what he himself is eating, but the rest of the meal is not appropriate. Halacha Zayin. So just like a person could be eating by a meal of Amoritz and being relying on his stipulations, so the father has to do the same thing it's stipulating for his son. And even if the son is somewhere far away, it's still his obligation for his child to make sure that a child who's eating by the Amoritz, that the father is doing all these stipulations that is preventing his son from stumbling in this halachas of demai. Now, but it doesn't have to make these stipulations with someone else besides his son. Even if that other person was with him at this wine party, he's not responsible for that person, that he should be cheshbening and calculating all the things to prevent him from going through those problems. Therefore, ben chaver shayim mesim b'mishte amaret. So if there's the son of a talmid chacham that's reclining by a party with ignoramuses, in the sud becheskis says you cannot presume that, oh, the meal must be tight because how is the father letting his son drink over here? Kashema of his nalav. Maybe the father only stipulated for him and he took care of the problem for his son, but it's not fixing the whole party. The Ram discusses regarding food that's being sent or that's a gift. Sama Oretz, Shanasin Ma L'Chaver. For ignoramus gives a Ma, a certain amount of money to a Chaver. But only he tells him, Oh, you're going to the market, you're going to the grocery, do me a favor. Buy for me one bundle of vegetables. Oh, Gluska Achas, or one loaf of bread. So L'Kech L'Istam, he could buy for him unspecified, and the Talmid Chacham is exempt from taking tithes, because we say that it's verified that the loaf that he had bought from him was as his agent. And the reason for that is because in regard to rabbinic law, we'd say braver. We say, oh, that is verified that that was what he had sent him and that was his own. It's not like he's a middleman and like he's selling it to the ignoramus. No, that's his own money. That's his own cheshbon. And that's not the responsibility of the chaver. But vim hech levamah, but let's say he switched the monies. Oh, then chayv la'aser. Then talmid chacham, he has to take off ma'aser because since he's essentially buying with his own monies, so it's like he's bought it for himself, and like as if he's then giving it to the Amoritz. That's like giving to Amoritz demai, which is forbidden. So he has to first take a ma'isav, achach yabele, and then he should give the Amoritz what he asked him to buy from the grocery. Now, but then perish al chavir. Let's say the chavir specified. But look, he didn't buy it unspecified. Rather, he said to the storekeeper, says, look. A good this bundle I'm buying for my friend, that's what I'm buying. And this other bundle I'm buying for myself. So Zusha Lokach Las Mechav Lasa, the one he's buying for himself, obviously has to take off tithes. But Zusha Lokach Chaver, and Zusha Lasa, the one he bought for his friend, he doesn't have to take off tithes. That guy went straight directly to him. He wasn't a middleman, as if he's giving something wrong to the Amoritz. Now, Vin Nesorba, but if they got mixed together, Afil Nesorba Achash Le B'Meish Al Chaver, even if it was only one loaf of his, it got mixed to 100 of his friend, Mesakin HaKol Demai, you have to fix everything as Demai, and then you give to your friend everything that he had sent him to buy. And the reason for that is because you don't say it's nullified even 100 because it's efshel l'sak and it's possible to fix. And if there's no halacha as a bitl, and then he has to fix everything before he gives then those other 100 of the possible demai to his friend. That's the amart. Halacha test. Chamisha sham l'echad. Five people tell one person, you're going to the grocery. Oh, look, he's going. They all tell him, buy for us these five bundles of vegetables. The Havi, and he goes and he buys, and he brings from the Amma Oretz. Each one individually, it's a separate bag, sakit, echad, this is for you, this is for you, this is for you. So chaveim shebehem, in tzrichan la'aster, el al chagam bavad. So the Talmid Chacham that are part of this group of five, they don't have to take off tithes, besides what is in their own portion, because they're not responsible in the portion of the Amma Oretz, because each one was getting directly his, and has nothing to do with anyone. But Havilem be'irva, but the one who got it for them brought it all mixed together, and now everyone's taking. Oh, then chabim shabem tzrichan la'asal akol. Then the Talmid Chacham in that group are responsible to take off ma'aser from it all before the amaratzim of them get it, because in a way, since it's all mixed together, it's like as if they're giving demai to the amaratz. It's not like each one got it individually. It's like as if they're dividing this, and that's a responsibility what they're giving, and therefore they would have to take off tithes before the amaratz friends get it. Halacha yud. Amar Shama L'Chaver. The ignoramus says to a Talmid Chacham, "Tzeiv alaket li te'ini metein nasi. Go ahead, and you could pick figs from my fig tree." So Oichem Hema Chaver Arai. So the Talmid Chacham is allowed to eat a snack from the fig tree because the fact that he's gifting him some figs, does not establish it for the obligation of Meiser, which we had mentioned in Perikei, what's Kaveh of a Meiser, as a Mecher, as a sale. A sale makes it Kabua. A gift doesn't. So he could snack from it. But if, let's say, he wants to eat a real meal from it, which that is Kaveh, then he would have to take over twice from this Demai. Now, V'mama Chobal Ama'oretz Lilkut Loi, let's say, a Tamachachem said to Ama'oretz that he could pick figs from his fig tree. Now, the Shulam Chava Acher, a different Tamachachem overheard what this Tamachachem is telling to that Ama'oretz. So Zeha Acher Eichel, this other Tamachachem, if he gets permission from the Ama'oretz and plays with him, he could eat from the fig tree. Ve'en Tzor Chalasin, he doesn't have to take off Maestras. Why? Because we have a chazak, we have a presumption that a Talmud Chacham will not let out from his possession something that has not been fixed. We have a presumption, we have a status quo that the Talmud Chacham for sure had already taken off the maisos from somewhere else. And what he's giving to the Ma'aretz had already been tithed. So even though maybe for a chaver he would say, oh, let that chaver take it. But since the chaver only overheard the Ma'aretz, so now the chaver could go take it off, could take it without taking off maisos. Now, although Tamil Chama generally not suspect regarding taking off Trumas not right next to the produce, and here the fig tree is over there, and how did he take off the maestras when he's not near the tree? But even so, because he wanted to remove the stumbling block in front of the Amaretz, he knows Amaretz is not careful about these things, but he's letting him eat figs. Taimin, they would take up Truma even though it's not near it, and therefore that other Chava who overheard it could go take from that fig tree without separating Maises, because for sure that original owner had already separated. Ramak does Halacha Yilalf regarding other Heterim, regarding that there are Heterim regarding the consumption of demise, although we consider it forbidden, but Mutlahachal Saniyim, one is permitted to feed paupers, Vesarchim, and guests, demai, this doubtfully untithed produce, and the reason for this is because really most ignoramuses do take up Maises. And there was only some of them, and therefore they made the gzeir of demai, but the rabbis were lenient regarding the mitzvah tzedakah and achnasas archim, that we could feed them, they could eat demai. But v'tzarech l'dim, you have to notify them. And v'ani atzim, v'areach, and regarding the pauper himself and the guest, if they want to fix it, because it is demai, the second he could fix it, and he could take off the appropriate trumas mitzvah, like we said, and meister sheni. Halach yidbeiz, now gaboy tzedakah, the charity collectors, goyven stamik haladim, they collect from everyone in town without specifying, u'machalakim stam, and they divide also generally without specifying, to whoever's poor. For it's l'sakin yisakin. Like we said, the poor are allowed to eat demai. So they could be collecting for all the amaratzim and giving demai to the paupers. Whoever wants to fix it, he can fix it because of the concern of the demai that might be collected from these amaratzim. Halach yad gimel, reifei chaver. A doctor that's trusted regarding the laws of maestros. Shayimach l'chayla, that he was feeding to a sick person who's not in danger of his life. Amaratz, that's to a sick person, that's Amaretz. Mi peris Amaretz, from the produce of the Amaretz, which is not the doctor's. So Nishlan Teich Yodah, he could put into his hand, again, because it's only Demai, which were somewhat lenient. I'm a little Teich Pib, not into his mouth, because that's literally feeding someone something that's forbidden, which Demai is forbidden. But since he's a sick person, and it's only Demai, he'll let it put in his hand. But let's say it was the doctor's own Demai. Then even to the Amaretz's hand, you shouldn't put it in. If it's Amaretz's, then you can put it into the Amaretz's hand. But if it's a doctor's own, you shouldn't put it even into his hand. And also, let's say if you know that it's definitely tevel, then even if it's not the doctor's own, whoever's it is, which that's tevel, which is for sure an issa deraisa, then you cannot even put it into the hand of the sick person. Again, because of the responsibility that person has not to give, to feed someone else something that's forbidden.